Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
Wheezy, we love talking to Dan Wiederer on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. He is the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. He is the co-host of the Take the North podcast, TTN, alongside our own Mark Grody. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And Dan is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score from Hallis Hall. Hi, Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so anxious to hear what kind of insights Ben Johnson will give us, because it's my favorite day of the week on Mondays. He is very much straightforward with what he actually saw on the tape, as opposed to coaches who say, I got to check the tape, and never really let you know what they saw on the tape. So I'm good, Dan, but I do have a question. Are we in, you know, Take the North mode? Like, where are we with the podcast name and what we're doing right now? Because it's 2 weeks in a row now where I look at the NFC North standings and one team is alone at the top, and it's the Chicago Bears.
Right, and it's a very thin margin that they have there to stay atop the NFC North. But they've positioned themselves to play a lot of very meaningful football here down the stretch of the season, and they've got this six-game stretch to finish the year against a bunch of quality opponents that will let us know how good they really are. They're going to have to get through Green Bay twice. They're going to have to go play the Lions in Week 18. And so it all sets up for the Bears to prove who they think they are. Let's go see. Let's go find out how good this team really is, how good they can be in the future, and what they can do to squeeze the most out of 2025.
Well, if I may, Dan, and it's great to talk to you as always, I'd like to take things a step further in that regard, just picking up where Marshall left off. And there was, as we were gathered around Kevin Byard in the locker room yesterday, I don't think you were part of this particular scrum, but I believe it was David Schuster who asked a question. I have to give a little bit of background here. There's a word, and we talked about this last week with Dan. There's a C word that Dan will not use. The C word.
Don't cuss on air.
The C word, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not even Tuesday.
I understand. Funny. But as we gather there in the locker room, I'd like to play some audio for you right now, Dan, and I would like your instant reaction. So here is David Schuster, I believe, in the locker room asking a question to Kevin Byard.
You guys are winning all these close games. That means something.
Culture.
You know what I mean?
We've been faced with a lot of adversity all year, whether if it's injuries, close games, just a lot of different scenarios, and I think we're able just to fight through that and not really get down on the sidelines, not getting too high, not getting too low. So like I said, just proud of this group, man, because like I said, the other side of it last year was not pretty.
Well, Dan, he used the C word. Where are we on the C word?
Yeah, we are where we've always been. We require 9 victories.
Damn.
in the standings to be able to say that word ourselves. So Grody, that could come as early as Saturday. Really, Friday night in our postgame pod, we may be talking about that word if the Bears are able to get there. But it does, you know, this stems, guys, from so many years that we were out here at Hallis Hall listening to leaders of various forms in this organization talk about how proud they were of the method of losing that the Bears did. And the culture was always great. And, you know, we lost with grace and all these other things. And we just decided that we weren't going to use that word until the Bears had established themselves as a winning team. To be a winning team, you've got to finish above 500. The Bears are going to finish above 500. I'm confident of that. And so we're going to get to that stage that we can unlock that word again. And Grody, I've got some ideas. We can't say these out loud on the air here because you and I have to spitball them a little bit. But I've got some ideas for that long-awaited C-word podcast.
Oh, my God. I think we should put Boy George into it. Boy George and the culture.
It's not on my list.
Are you serious? That is hilarious. We just became a team.
Now, hold on here. There's two different – yeah, I'm always told this. It's so true. There's different audiences. Like, it really is the case where sometimes people be like, wow, you guys are really good on this podcast. If there was only a show that you did. And I'm serious. That's how audience behavior is. So thanks to everybody who finds us wherever. But let's just look at this. When do you think that this is going to be the time, Dan Wiederer, to use the culture word that you refuse to say? Because first of all, Kevin Byard delivered a whole baby. And you still aren't even letting him use that word. So kudos to Kevin Byard. There's the Eagles on Friday. There's the Packers on the 7th of December.
Yeah.
That's the game that's being flexed.
You want a target date for this ninth
win,
right?
That's at Packers. Then there's home v. Browns on 12-14.
Shador looks dangerous.
Okay, so we respect the talent on the team because they're professionals, too, in the league. Then we have home against the Packers. That's TBD. So we don't know what date that is, but that's that week between the 14th and the 28th. Then we have the 28th. That's the Sunday night football game against the 49ers. And then the Lions game that's TBD. So if you had to guess, Dan Weeder, how many weeks are we looking at before you can use that word again?
Let's go to Lambeau Field. Let's do it in Lambeau Field. That would be an appropriate place to unlock that word, wouldn't it? With a road win over the Green Bay Packers. Let's put it there, and then that's when we'll start there.
Do you just both fists out and like look up at the sky and yell culture?
This is something Grody and I will spitball, and then you guys will have to wait with bated breath to see what we come up with. I think we're all in agreement that this surge that the Bears have been on has been truly impressive. I understand that their strength of victory is not great. I understand that they have a negative point differential for the season. They're still a very flawed football team, but they're ahead of schedule here. And this season was about establishing direction. It was about creating sort of a belief and a mindset that you could be better than you've been for a long time. I think they're well on their way to that. And now it's just this proving ground here over the last six games to really establish who they really are in this NFL within this season. And we'll see which direction they take it. But I'll take that road game in Green Bay as my pick.
Dan, we've been talking about blame pie for years here because there's always enough blame to go around. Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about credit pie and who gets the credit. Yeah. How much credit are you giving to Ryan Poles after seeing what a bunch of Ryan Poles guys, backups, did in helping to get that win against the Steelers? I mean, I had to tip my cap and say, you obviously gave them good enough players to get by with, and that's what they did on Sunday.
Ben Johnson this morning was very complimentary of the makeup of this roster in terms of a group that doesn't blink. He credited the leaders of this team. It starts with the captains, you guys, like, you know, the aforementioned Kevin Byard, Joe Tooney on that list, Grady Jarrett, among the guys who have been really good at getting this team to reset. That's another parallel to 2018. I thought that 2018 team was phenomenal at putting the previous game's result aside immediately and then finding the focus to channel their efforts into the puzzle that they had to put together for the next week's opponent. This team has been great at doing that, no matter what circumstances they've been in. And it's a credit, as Ben said this morning, to the leaders that have been established in that locker room, which then sort of links up with your question about the makeup of the roster that Ryan Poles put together. And so you got to give him credit for the group that he's had here, the depth that he assembled that allowed them to survive a game like yesterday. This is a group effort here. I think that there's been just a collective vision that's come together within this season that's pretty impressive to see. And then that you ultimately want to test the sustainability of that, and then you want to see how high you can take it, not only this season, but in seasons to come, so that this isn't just another one of these bear seasons where you feel good for 4 months and then you have 5 years of frustration beyond it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk a little bit about what might be coming back to the Bears here very soon. And first, I guess I want your opinion on if you think Kyler Gordon and or Jalen Johnson will play in the Black Friday game at Philadelphia. And let's just say everybody, like Tyreek Stevenson, is healthy. I don't know if there was an update on him at all today. How do you handle that situation with Nashawn Wright and Tyreek Stevenson and Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon? Do you is everybody going to get their playing time, and who do you start at the corners?
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson,
and
right?
C.J. Like, Gardner-Johnson, thank you.
Somebody's losing reps here soon.
Yeah.
I do think that I don't want to say it's a break for the coaching staff, but it feels like Tyreek Stevenson, particularly in a short week with a hip injury that's been bugging him and obviously was bothering him yesterday to the point where he had to leave the football game.
Yeah.
You know, that might open the door for not having to worry about this on the outside, where then it's just Jalen Johnson and Nashawn Wright. It's impossible to cut too deeply into Nashawn Wright's playing time. He's tied with Kevin Byard for the NFL lead in interceptions right now. And as Ben Johnson mentioned this morning, he's also been really, really good in the run game as well. And so a guy that's had such a success story within this season has to continue to be on the football field for you. His interception yesterday was an absolute jump start to that day to get that takeaway and then turn it into a touchdown. I don't know what you do with the nickel. And I think CJ Gardner-Johnson's versatility allows you to maybe mix him in some dime packages to play him at safety when you know, certain calls allow for it. They're going to have to get creative. I think that's something that Dennis Allen's willing to do. It's a good problem to have, but it is still a problem, Grody. And it's a problem for a first-time head coach to understand that you're going to have to deal with probably some hurt feelings somewhere from somebody who's not playing as much as they want to be. And it's a tough bridge that the Bears are going to have to cross here, but it's one you're willing to cross because it means you've got a lot of good football players that are worth having on the field.
No, Dan, I completely agree, because there are times where a team has the hot hand, you know, especially they have a year where they have a nose for the ball like this. And that's exactly where I'd put Nashawn Wright. Like, he is one of those ball hawks right now who is just, to use a baseball term, seeing the ball well. You know, he's able to time it the way he does, and the receiver experience that came into play on how he can high point the ball. Some of the Bears' best defensive stops, as you know, have unfortunately been via the takeaway, because that's all they've had. You know, yesterday was also a decent example in that the Steelers put together some serious drives. So I would think that turnovers have to come into play here as far as that consideration.
Yeah, and when you've had the ball production that Nashawn Wright has had, you want to keep that in play as much as possible. He's a guy that really, since the spring, has, you know, he's got a background with Al Harris. He knows what's being taught on the back end of that defense. He's responded to what Dennis Allen's asked of him, and he's had a remarkable season. It's not inconceivable that if it continues for Nashawn Wright and the Bears make the playoffs, that he could be getting Pro Bowl consideration here in the next month,
which is
an amazing story,
amazing.
It's an amazing story. And so a credit to him for putting together the season he's had and for continuing to succeed even amid, you know, all of the things that have come his way, which we've discussed in previous weeks as well.
Our segment with Dan Weider is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Dan, I'm looking forward, and I see all the possibilities that we kind of laid out at the beginning of this segment. But at the same time, I'm thinking, where I wasn't necessarily sure this was the case before, but now I'm pretty dead set on it, that Caleb Williams is going to be the key going forward. I thought they were going to need to score a lot of points to win some of these games. We saw that on Sunday. And I feel like he's not as far away as maybe I thought he was from doing well enough in Ben Johnson's offense to be able to get them to 30-plus points a game in some of these contests coming up.
I think what was remarkable about Sunday, Marshall, was that you sort of left the press box and headed down to the locker room with this feeling like the Bears offense didn't play all that well against the Steelers. They didn't run it real well. They obviously had the one very costly turnover, a bunch of three and outs that left you feeling a little bit uncomfortable. And they scored 31 points. I mean, 31 points used to be a fantasy land for Bears offenses. There were years where that was just a dream way off in the distance that, oh man, wouldn't it be great if they could ever get to 31 points? And I don't think they played all that well Sunday, and they got to 31 points. And it's a testament to what Ben Johnson has done here, putting this offense together in a way where it can be productive week after week after week, even when they don't have their A-plus stuff. And so down the stretch, that's going to have to be the key as well. I will point out that Caleb Williams' completion percentage now has dipped below 60. He is now among qualifying leaders in the NFL last. He's behind Cam Ward and Trevor Lawrence with a completion percentage, I think, now of 59.2. That's got to get better if the Bears are going to compete against these better teams and try to make noise in the postseason. And so that's a focal point, I think, for this Bears coaching staff, is to get their quarterback to get more of these throws hit. And there was a handful of examples yesterday where there were open receivers and he just missed on throws he doesn't normally miss. And then in some weeks he's missing on throws where he does regularly miss. You just got to stop missing so much. And then all of a sudden, maybe we can talk about a 40-point game, you know, every once in a while as well.
Quick follow-up to that is that essentially what Ben Johnson was saying after reviewing the tape of Caleb? Like, what did he think of Caleb's performance?
Yeah, you know, he's still in the early stages of reviewing that, but I think that there's some encouragement, Grody, of just like feeling like there's still a lot more there, you know, and you get 31 points and you still feel like you haven't squeezed the potential out of the tube yet. You feel really good as a coaching staff for what you can get unlocked. But, you know, little by little, Caleb's got all these areas he's got to work on. The one thing that's impressed me, he's now gone 25 consecutive starts, guys, without multiple turnovers in a game. Mm-hmm. And so when you're taking care of the football, it keeps you in position to win games. Obviously, they've won a bunch with go-ahead scores late in the game. Yesterday, they didn't need that last minute score to survive. But man, like it's a real luxury that despite a quarterback that doesn't have everything ironed out, that he can take care of the football as well as he has for almost his entire career since the third start of his career.
This segment with Dan Weeder is being sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Dan, thanks as always for coming on. I'm looking forward to when you and Mark do your next Take the North podcast.
Thanks,
it
Dan.
We'll be on Black Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Enjoy this week. It should be a fun week. And what a cool game Friday we get on
Can't
a big
wait.
Stage.
It's gonna
amazing.
Be great. Thanks,
yeah,
Dan.
I feel a lot better about it now. That's Dan Weeder, senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears. He hosts Take the North with Mark Grody. And now it is time to give something away. Caller 6 to our score contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll receive a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses perform live at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on July 29th. It is powered by Live Nation. And yeah, we're giving them away before the tickets go on sale. Tickets go on sale on Friday, December 5th at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. There was something that was brought up in postgame yesterday, and we've got to talk about it. This is not the same old Bears, and looking forward to Black Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly is just one of many examples. So we will examine next on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips, right here in Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.